Hey, Tiffany.
Yes, David.
What do you say we take a vacation?
I love vacations. Can it be somewhere warm and tropical?
Absolutely. Do you know why?
Why?
We can plan a retreat around it.
Ooh, a retreat. That's a great way to monetize your podcast. Is that what we're talking about today?
You guessed it.
Yes. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Mastering the Podcaster Mindset. I'm Tiffany Kane, podcast coach and professional development expert.
And I am David Seiss, professional dialogue and voiceover editor. Together, we will go on a journey with you to truly master the podcasting mindset.
Let's break past mindset beliefs that often create barriers to success. You will learn techniques and insider secrets to raise the power of your content and the quality of your sound.
We believe your voice is powerful. Your story needs to be told, and there is someone out there who will be inspired because you have the courage to share your insights through your podcast.
Now, here's today's episode.
All right. I love the idea of getting to take a vacation and having it be a way to monetize my podcast.
What? How is that even possible?
It's possible through a retreat, organizing a retreat. It's so cool. So, okay, I know people are going to say, wait a minute, what's a retreat? What's a retreat? Today, we're going to talk about two ways to monetize your podcast that fit under that big umbrella of the number one way to monetize your podcast. These are like the two subcategories. Last week, we talked about courses and
memberships.
And today we're going to talk about retreats and masterminds. So retreats are when you plan some sort of getaway from somebody's everyday norm and you plan an experience and they pay to go on that experience. It can be, maybe it's a one day, maybe it's a 3-day weekend somewhere, maybe not too far away. Maybe it's an international 5 or 8 day trip somewhere. No matter what, retreats are really popular right now.
They definitely are. It seems like the more that I start looking into possibly doing a retreat as a way of monetization, the more I'm seeing people are doing it for many, many different things too. It's not like it's just a let's go have a spa day type of retreat. There's a lot of people doing a lot of different things.
Speaking of, we'll talk about the two retreats that we are planning. That's pretty cool.
I'm excited about it.
I know. The first retreat is going to be happening January, February. The exact date isn't dialed in yet. Down in Mexico is what we're thinking. Down in Playa del Carmen.
Ooh, beautiful.
Right? Warm, beautiful. And we're planning this retreat as a way for people to really work on mindset in a really different place. Right? We're just getting into beautiful waters, having fun together, getting to know each other, getting to just kind of escape from the normal things that keep us in that survival mindset and put us in a place where we're in a thriving mindset. And it's going to be really amazing. I am so excited about this retreat.
I want to go.
Well, maybe I'll let you come. How does a retreat make somebody money?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. One of them for sure is by, well, you can find somebody to organize it for you. Like, because there's a lot of people out there that that's their deal. That's their day job is organizing retreats for people. And by getting it around a price point that allows others to basically it's a comfortable price point for everyone involved and just enough extra to where you may get your plane ticket paid for. You may get your entire week paid for. You may get a little bit of bonus money on top of it, depending on how many people go and what's involved. It's definitely from the pricing that you do when it comes to actually setting the retreat up.
Yep. And once again, it's kind of like when people say, well, how do I know how much to charge for a membership? How much do you charge for your retreat? You know, there's a lot of factors that get involved. You may, like you said, your big goal may just be to have a vacation that's paid for.
Yeah.
you're maybe you have a goal of, I'd like to walk away with $5,000 from this retreat. And mm-hmm. so it just depends what your pricing is, what you hope to get out of it. And then you set your price accordingly. And then you can use your podcast to talk about that retreat, which is yep. pretty cool.
Yeah.
Our second retreat is quite different that we're going to be creating. And this is going to be to Germany, to Porschland, because you're a big Porsche lover.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you have fun in the car community. Yeah. And our oldest son has fun in the car community. And so we're building a retreat around that. So it's not even necessarily connected to this podcast. I don't know. Maybe we'll start a Porsche podcast. But
I think we should.
Another great benefit of having a retreat is you get to make really strong connections with the people you take on there. And it may just be a small group. It may be a group of 10 to 15 people. But then that becomes 10 to 15 people that are super, super close to you. And it helps your community to grow. It helps strengthen your community. It helps your podcast to grow. It gives you this wonderful connected connection with people in your audience, which is a really beautiful thing.
Now, I'm curious. I know you know how to answer this, so I'm going to ask you, because we've obviously talked about both retreats and masterminds a lot. I think it was very difficult for me to see the difference between the two. Mm. So in a retreat, what is it about a retreat that makes it special versus a mastermind? We can get into the mastermind in a minute. But yep. as far as retreats go, what is it that a retreat is, really?
I think this is a great question. What makes a retreat different from a mastermind? And the very act of taking somebody out of their norm. That's mm-hmm. a retreat, right? We're going to take you out of your normal structure, your normal place where you're at. We're going to put you in this other environment where you get to get away and just reset your thinking, reset your mind, reset your body to be able to think about what you want to think about instead of thinking about the groceries and the laundry and picking the kids up from school and all mm-hmm. of those other things that often create this traffic jam in our brain. So a retreat takes you away from all of that, and a retreat puts you in physical proximity to people that care about the same things as you and are working on the same issues as you and have the same mindset and growth goals. And it's just a really wonderful way to connect.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a great way to connect with, I think you mentioned it earlier, but it's like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And so like the one that we're talking about doing, going to Germany, it's all going to be people that have either always wanted to go or have only, you know, gone and seen the little bits that you can. I think a retreat gives you access to things mm-hmm. that you normally wouldn't do yes. otherwise. And so like we're planning on getting cars and driving down the Autobahn with 10, 12, 15 people, however many people, you know, end up going. Just imagine the experience of being with people that are 100% in the same place mm-hmm. mentally where you are and just enjoying it because there's so many people that are involved that are in the same place you are.
Yep. And I know I personally love going to retreats. I'm going to one in Malibu in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited because I get to go and hang out with people that I respect and admire that are working on their entrepreneurial goals just like me. And I get to learn from a coach that I respect and admire. And I think retreats are a great thing. You just get out of your norm for a couple of days and get totally immersed.
Yeah.
Totally immersed in what it is you're learning.
Now that we're on to mastermind, what would you say is, how would you describe a mastermind?
So I would say a mastermind is fairly closely related to a course.
Okay.
But it's much more, you go deeper. You go deeper. Usually it's a smaller group. Usually you're able to dive deeper into topics. usually a mastermind is filled with people that are super, super curious about whatever it is you're working on. So let's say it's an entrepreneurial mastermind about building your business up from six figures to seven figures. So you're in a group of people that already have a six-figure business, and they're really, really dedicated and interested in how do I take the six-figure business and make it a seven-figure business? And they will meet and do the hard work. And in a mastermind, you really, really, it's just usually super focused on an topic that you can dig deep into with people that are really hyper-focused on that topic.
So what would you say are some examples of something that you could do that would allow you to monetize the mastermind? Because I know there's things that I've heard where people just get together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we have a community mastermind. And so could you then have people pay to be a part of that community? Or what would you say is a way that you would actually monetize the mastermind?
I would say that a mastermind, people usually equate mastermind with, I am going to pay a good amount for this. Mm-hmm. It's very different from, oh, we've got a Facebook community, or, you know, it's a membership. Memberships tend to be a little bit relaxed, right? We're going to get together once a month and learn about this thing and then work on it over the month and support each other as we're working on it. And people usually join a membership because they want support. And they want to keep working on something, but they don't want the high stress that often comes with maybe being in a course or something like that, right? In a course, you're expected to do work. Well, a mastermind is a step up from a course. So yes, in a course, you pay to go into a course and you're expected to do a certain amount of work in that course. A mastermind is even more. It's usually a smaller group. Mm-hmm. You're usually getting much more individualized attention from the coach. Oftentimes there's one-on-one sessions included in the mastermind, and there is this expectation that you're going to dive deep into that work. So a mastermind is actually a really great way to monetize your podcast, because it's a way for somebody to get small group and even one-on-one connection with you and to really dive into what it is that you're working on. I've heard of dog trainers. Mm-hmm. That specialize in show dogs.
Okay.
Having masterminds with people that specifically are show dog trainers, and really digging into what are some of the really specialized things a show dog trainer needs to do, right?
Yeah.
So they're willing to pay for that, and they're willing to spend the time on that, because this is their business, this is their livelihood. And this, I heard about this from somebody who has a podcast on show dog training.
How funny.
Yeah, you can have a podcast about anything, and you can create a mastermind about anything that it is that people want to dive into deeper and really get expertise on.
So the way that I look at them, it's almost like the pinnacle mm-hmm. of these four that we've talked about over the last couple yes. of episodes. So you've got your courses, mm-hmm. kind of entry level, big, broad, yeah. can be a lot of different topics. You have the membership that's specific to that course mm-hmm. where people can continue to learn. You can go on your retreat where everybody can get a little bit more focused. You're taken out of your daily grind to be able to really dive in and dig deep and get focused on your topic. And then you can have a mastermind that's at the top where it's even more focused than the retreat. And it's the one-on-one. It's the really digging deep and getting to the heart of the topic that you're trying to grow on. Or expand your mind on, or whatever you want to say.
David, that's a really beautiful summary.
Thanks.
Really beautiful summary. So you guys can see why this is the number one way to monetize your podcast, because this is how you are really directly connecting with your audience. Anytime you can directly connect with your audience, everybody wins.
Yeah.
Everybody wins. And you get to monetize, they get served, you get to give them benefits, they get to grow, you get to know your audience better, they get to know you better. And it is the number one way. It is so very fun to monetize your podcast this way.
I love it. And the thing that I like most about it is what you just said about that your community benefits the mm-hmm. most from it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, really, that's why we all podcast, for you, listener. There's no other reason. Yep. So I love that all of these things still focus on the people listening.
That's right. It's the best part. Mm-hmm. David, there's something else that's really fun about podcasting. We're sitting on the couch, mics in hand, gazing lovingly into each other's eyes. And we're able to do that because there's a really cool interface out there that makes podcasting pretty easy no matter where you're at. We've seen people use it on their RV trips. Yep. We've seen people use it in their podcasting studio. We've seen people use it sitting on their couch talking. So what is it, David? What is this really cool?
The Focusrite Vocaster. And it is just that. It leads itself into the lifestyle of being a podcaster and being able to take your podcast wherever it is that it needs to go to really happen. And if that's in your home, it's easy to do there. If it's out and about while you're having dinner and talking with your friends, or if you're on a trip and you're in your RV, it can go anywhere with you and record you just as well as if you were sitting in a studio. Mm-hmm. So we love the new Focusrite Vocaster.
I especially love it because it's super easy to use. It doesn't have all those fancy dials and knobs and buttons and lights and all of those things that bring me quite a bit of stress and anxiety. Yeah. I look at some of those interfaces and mixing boards. Yep. It does so many cool features of so many interfaces and mixing boards out there with just a few buttons.
I feel like they did a focus group, mm. and asked a bunch of indie podcasters, what are the features that you use and what would you like to have on a device? And that's what sort of developed the Vocaster.
Yep.
That's what it feels like.
We love it. It is an amazing interface that allows you to put your mics in, connect it to your computer, and just really go anywhere. In fact, today you connected it to your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Something unexpected for sure.
That was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you have a blast monetizing your podcast and getting to know your audience. Remember to raise the volume on your voice and have fun recording.
Have fun recording.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. As a special thank you, we invite you to download the free guide in the show notes called The Biggest Mistake Podcasters Make and How to Avoid It.
And please take a moment to leave us a review. Well, only if you really like the show. And come on over and join our free Facebook community. We'd love to have you there. We believe your story is powerful and needs to be heard, and we would love to help you tell it.
Do you want to get this one started?
Yep.
Retreats and Masterminds. Up next on Mastering the Podcaster Mindset.
Yay! Okay.
Say the alphabet for me.
You're not.
I need to check your levels. Can you say the alphabet for me?
It's not funny.
How about counting to 10?
That's not funny either.
It's not funny.